This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Amy's a 50-year-old artist with an urgent but not emergent bleeding problem. For the past 3 weeks, I asked the insurance company that manages her Medi-Cal for approval to send her to a gastroenterologist for a colonoscopy. Each time, my request was denied with an order telling me I needed additional unnecessary tests or to submit additional paperwork. Each day, Amy's getting sicker and losing more blood. I finally told Amy to go to the ED, the emergency department, at the hospital where they are a complete one-stop shop. Hers was not truly a life-threatening emergency yet, but it might be before very long. The ED visit will certainly cost taxpayers in California many times more than a trip to a community-based gastroenterologist. But I wasn't going to fight with the insurance company any longer. She needed an urgent colonoscopy. It is true that many people use our EDs inappropriately for non-emergencies, and policymakers complain that these inappropriate visits are expensive and avoidable. And perhaps many are, but the story is far more complicated than the notion of people going to the ED when they have nothing better to do. This raises the issue of what we call attribution bias, which emphasizes the bad judgment of individuals while underemphasizing the role the system plays, say by giving people no other alternative than to go to the ED. Insurance companies try to steer people to urgent care centers and primary care providers through incentives that increase the amount of money people pay if they go to the ED and don't have a real emergency. When the insurance company refuses to pay, patients are forced to pay. Now, of course, many of the patients thought their chest pain or their vomiting was an emergency. It turns out these harsh financial approaches have not worked. EDs are still overcrowded and are plagued by long wait times. But in the end, people do get care. And in the ED, Amy got her colonoscopy within 4 hours. So labeling a visit as inappropriate makes a value judgment. Often looking backwards at a visit armed with new information that was not available at the time. Also, to be perfectly fair, hospitals love when patients come to their ED. Yes, it makes the ED busier, but hospitals can charge outrageous fees, order lots of unnecessary tests, and generate huge revenues, often for managing simple problems. The ED is the hospital's cash cow. Many doctors often use the ED as coverage for them while their office is closed on weekends or evenings. And I guess I use the ED when I can't get my patients the services I need in a normal way. But things need to change. In low-income areas, we need more primary care at more hours of the day and with more services available. We also need the insurance companies to step back and worry less about their bottom line and trust doctors and other health providers who are genuinely worried about people's health. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.